This executive produced episode is brought to you by Cecilia Mendoza. Cecilia, we are so appreciative of you executive producing this extrasode or bonus extrasode or just an episode that's executive produced. And you'll find out the movie in just a moment.
Totes Recall.
Welcome to Totes Recall, the podcast where we talk about a movie we can't remember very well. Then we push pause on the recording. We eat two pizzas and two salads. Thank you, patrons, and watch the movie. And then we come back. Second half of the show. Now we know about the movie because we watched it. And so we talk about it again from a more educated place. My name is Dan.
This is Molly.
I'm also Dan.
And I'm Beth.
And our movie, this very special extra bonus-ode, is Scream. The original Scream from 1997.
Wow.
Ooh. Huh. When was this? I feel like I was like in fifth grade or so. Fourth grade.
Okay.
No.
So that would be like what? 2004?
Yeah, for a 35-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 99.
Ooh. You out of your mind?
I guess so.
Hot bet, hot year for movies.
Yeah.
Isn't it the early 2000s?
You want to take a swingsy?
Take a swing.
I'm going to try 2002.
Oh, wow.
Bold.
Very bold. I saw this movie at a friend's home.
Dish.
In late high school, which is why I think 97.
Okay.
And I didn't really want to watch it because I didn't like scary movies there.
Uh-huh.
And it did scare me.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Gasp.
I'm worried.
Oh.
I've never seen it before, and I do not like scary movies.
Just hold your cat up to your face anytime something scary happens.
But what if he runs out of the room?
Oh, no, because he's scared.
If I were typically watching a scary movie, I would make the screen very small,
right.
But we can't do that here.
You can just do what I do and run to the kitchen for a while.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, no, I got to clean up.
The pizza.
Oh, you guys are such slobs.
Their salad. I'll pick up each piece one at a time.
Mm-hmm. Or you could watch it on your phone in the kitchen.
That's true. We can just tell you when to sync it up.
Yeah, actually, that's a great idea.
I saw this in the theater, and I was definitely somewhere in my 20s.
Okay.
So I'm going to guess definitely 98 or later.
Okay.
You already said 2002.
I know.
Which is in that, that falls under your.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a big range. And I remember they were still wearing kind of grunge influenced clothes.
Sure.
So actually, maybe I should have gone later 90s. Not sure. But I remember the big highlight was Drew Barrymore in the beginning and all of the ads and just how scary all the ads were. But I got convinced to go see.
The
ads for the movie. I got convinced to go because it is sort of a, you know, this basically revived the scary movie.
Right.
Because there had been a big, like, it was basically like Chainsaw Massacre and some really gross stuff in the 70s and then not a lot of scary movies. But then this one does a good job.
There were a lot of scary movies in the 80s.
Invoking.
There's Freddy and Jason.
Oh, right. Oh, okay,
I think it's revived the slasher. Genre.
Oh, right. Nightmare on Elm Street still bothers me. And I am a full-grown adult.
Yeah.
Like it scares you?
It creeps me out. Somebody posted a GIF of one of the nightmares, and it brought me right back to that place.
One of the nightmares? Isn't there just the one Freddy?
Well, groups? Yeah, but he was finds different creative ways to be horrible.
Oh, sure.
Like an individual nightmare had by a teen.
Where he like licks the lady through the phone. Oh, yeah, I'm your boyfriend now.
Check out the second one, Gay Icon Freddy Krueger.
Great. Yeah. Great sweater. I do like
incredible
his
sweater. Incredible performance.
Sure. Sure.
Robert Englund, don't be a creep.
So I didn't mean to bypass all of those, but I do think there was a period of time where scary movies were not in vogue.
Yes.
And Scream came along and reignited interest.
I would agree with this.
In the marketability of it.
Yeah. I think that's true.
Do you think Scream was rated R?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because here's why I think it happened around that time.
Okay.
Is like, that's the time where kids in my class started to go see R-rated movies. And I was like, I probably can't go because it's R-rated. Also, no. I did not want to go.
Right. Sure.
There were a lot, that Scream mask became very popular as a Halloween costume.
Popular. Oh.
And I hated it.
Yeah.
Hated it.
It's creepy.
We
it's
had one.
Creepy.
What year did I say?
96.
Okay. I'm trying to remember what grade was I in that year? Can see if I've completely shit the bed on my bed. Because wow. There was a kid in my class.
I think you were in seventh
who
grade.
Who wore a Scream mask shirt.
Oh.
At one point.
Did he get sent home?
In the style of the Van Gogh painting?
No, in the style of this movie's marketing. Great question. Because I'm sure there was some other kid in my high school that definitely wore a shirt like that at some point. Because
yeah.
I hung out with all of the art kids.
Yeah.
Theater kids.
Yeah.
But that was in, I think that was in middle school. So it would have had to have been like, yeah, like mid 90s. So I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling okay about my original bet.
You've walked it back.
Yep.
Now, Dan and Beth, you have not seen this. Correct. Is that correct?
Correct.
Then we should do our award potential segment.
Yes.
Not sponsored by REA until they get their shit together.
Yep.
Maybe never now.
Maybe never. Yeah, it's been kind of too long at this point.
Sponsored by Ben and Jerry's.
Sure. Great.
Oh, yeah. They're still good?
I think so.
Great.
Depending on who you ask.
I mean, the ice cream's great.
Ice cream is great.
Brought to you by
Pending.
Ending.
Yeah, they get arrested for protesting and stuff.
Yeah.
Like good stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Great. Why didn't we start with them?
I don't know.
Regrets.
I needed new pants a couple months ago.
You're hoping like to
REI was on the
you're
brain.
You're making a crate of pants mailed to Totes headquarters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they do, we're going to have a real dilemma. Yeah. Okay. You're going to do it together?
Yes.
All right. Great. 3, 2, 1, go.
Drew Barrymore is a teen or college person.
Yeah.
She is alone at home, maybe. Maybe she's babysitting.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, but she's definitely alone.
She gets a phone call.
A phone call is coming from within the house.
Yes.
She gets murdered.
A bunch of other teens are like, we also live in this town. I assume maybe there is a serial killer on the loose. They love horror movies. They make
30 seconds.
Gruesome jokes about it.
Oh.
Because that was in the trailer where they're like, don't leave by yourself or don't say you'll be right back. There
Courtney
are rules.
Cox is there.
Courtney Cox is there. Maybe she is not a teen because I feel like she was already in Friends.
She gets chased for sure in a field.
I'm going to say.
Or like on grass.
10 seconds.
Okay, there's a guy in a mask. A bunch of the teens get killed. One of the ladies probably is the last one to survive and either reveals who the mask is or kills them and doesn't find out.
And time.
Ooh.
Great.
I learned a spoiler recently about this movie.
Wow.
Okay.
And I don't know if I should reveal it because it I think it would
I say
because Dan hasn't seen it.
Keep it
also
close,
Dan hasn't seen it.
Close to the chest.
Uh-huh.
And then in the second half you
can, like I knew this
yes.
the whole
yeah.
time.
Yep. You can, yeah. Yeah. Regardless of what it was.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Sounds good.
I'll be like I knew what
I
happened
definitely
the
knew
entire
this was
movie.
Happen.
So this has Neve Campbell
I
in
was
it.
Just gonna bet
yeah.
that
oh.
Neve, I think, right.
Ooh,
oh, are we getting that one wrong too?
I think it's Neve Campbell.
Call the Rock.
If the Rock is to be believed.
Ah. Can we believe him about anything though?
Wait,
but no,
what?
He's candy ass.
Because he said Neve? Or because he was like, y'all have been saying it wrong.
I think so. I think the second.
Okay.
We'll check the tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to hashtag www. Dot, how's that name go?
Oh, I thought you were doing like a WWE thing.
Oh, yeah. The Undertaker.
The Rock.
Sunday at
yes.
the Cow Palace.
Campbell. And Campbell is in this.
And Campbell. Matthew Lillard.
Oh, yes.
David Arquette.
Wow.
Oh,
oh
yes.
This is where
that's where they met.
Arquette and Cox bumped
yes.
into thugs.
Cox Arquette.
I forgot they were married.
Yes.
Still married?
I yep. don't know.
And they had a daughter named Coco.
Are they still married?
Why do I know this?
I don't know.
I don't think they're still
Coco
married.
Arquette.
Okay. Probably some other people we will recognize who were hot at the time.
Yeah.
And by hot, I mean physically attractive, not necessarily their careers were on fire.
Yeah.
And I cannot remember the actress in the iconic lime green shirt.
Okay.
Standing at the doorway of the garage.
Dan's bet, we will recognize 90% of the teens in this movie.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I also, Beth's bet, am going to be so scared the whole time that I can't even watch it.
Yeah, this movie is interesting.
Isn't this also like memory. An LOL horror movie, though? Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to
be
memory.
A lot of jump scares, right? Probably. Those are my least favorite kinds of scares.
For sure, jump scares.
It's definitely not like Shaun of the Dead. Like, it's not that haha funny, but it's definitely lighter.
It's like both a legit horror movie and a pastiche of a horror movie.
So it is kind of like Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, but like Shaun of the Dead is like fully a comedy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is a little bit of both.
Gotcha. It's more of a self-referential. Yeah.
Sure.
It's a winking horror movie.
A self-aware, but genuine horror.
Is this still from the father of terror, whatever his name is?
Wes Craven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe he at least directed it, I think.
And is that his real name?
No idea.
Cannot be.
Can't be, right? You can't be already named Craven and then do horror.
Unless that's why he became.
Maybe
that's
maybe. He's just like, well, what else am I going to do?
Yeah.
That's like all of those people who become weather reporters.
Who are named?
Johnny Stormy. Weather.
Stormy Daniels? She's not a weather.
Well, I don't know. Person? Like, is Wolf Blitzer real? It can't be, but it is. And once you're named Wolf Blitzer, aren't you like, well, I'm going to be in TV?
Why?
I would be like a...
Be a footballman,
yeah, or like
could have been a footballman,
carry a sword around,
yeah, or like a bomb,
a larper,
bombardier.
That's a great name. For a
what?
A bombardier. Is that a blitz? Blitzkrieg.
No, blitz is blitz means lightning.
Oh,
yes, lightning, I believe. And so, blitzkrieg is a lightning war,
yeah. And they didn't actually use lightning.
No, they switched.
The Germans didn't have like.
No, but I think it was because it was
according to
up
certain.
There.
Yeah, according to like certain. Thor, certain like historical fiction stories, maybe they used lightning. Okay. Check out. Hellboy.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding.
The
what you're
movie
saying.
Is Scream, which we have definitely been talking about.
I won't cover what I'm saying. We'll do another break. Scream. There's a big knife. These are knife murders.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Slasher, literally.
Bowie knife, probably, I think. Judging from the GIFs I looked at earlier today.
There's going to be a lot of blood.
I think it's
gory
fairly bloody. Maybe not gory.
I don't think it's as fully gory as like a Saw or a Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It's like a splash of blood.
I bet there'll be a lot of like squibs.
It's a lot of reactions to getting stabbed, which I think is going to be the hardest thing for me. Molly's bet. Not going to enjoy violence being made to feel fun.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I feel,
too.
It's
a pretty reliable bet.
Jaquette's bet, I'm again going to have my imagination captured by stovetop foil popcorn.
Ooh. Mm.
Jiffy Pop thing.
Yes.
Oh.
Drew Barrymore is making that popcorn when she gets the call from Spooky Face.
Oh, and that phone should have told me it's the 90s because it's a big, thick phone.
Corded? Cordless.
No,
cordless because she's got to walk around and
she wanders around.
Yeah, boyfriend's outside. Blah, 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 blah. That's what he does.
He goes blah, 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 blah.
Probably.
Okay.
I can't remember the end and we probably shouldn't talk about it. But I also have a theory that I'll say I'm right in the second half.
I remember exactly how it ends.
Wow.
And I bet that I also know how it ends. So this but I'm not going to say what it is.
We'll write it down.
The conceit of this movie is that one of the teens is probably the mask man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like they're all trying to figure it out, but then they're suspicious of each other.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And then they get picked off.
I feel like they get really suspicious of each other until it's advanced a little bit, though.
Are the adults not doing anything in this town?
I assume they're all at a big party, right?
Dancing.
Yes, they've been
hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus.
Isn't Courtney Cox an adult?
She is. She's a reporter.
I mean, a younger adult.
Oh. Yeah. Is she? She's writing a story about all the murders.
She's a she's a TV reporter. So she's vapid and narcissistic and very determined.
And is Arquette like a vice principal or a? Bumbling cop.
Just a guy.
I think he's a bumbling cop.
That sounds right.
Pretty sure.
Does the Scream guy have a name?
Yes.
I think they call him Ghostface.
Ghostface?
Wow.
I think that's correct.
Ghostface Killer.
But not that.
Is that what that's from? No, that's before that.
He predates.
Never mind, I take it back. Yes.
Wu-Tang?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But these masks existed in like Halloween shops and stuff before this movie. They just got more popular after.
I thought they were a generic horror mask.
Yeah. I think because the conceit is that they had picked these masks in part, not because they're just terrifying, but also so they're untraceable. Like,
anyone could have had that.
Yeah.
But that's real or that's the conceit of the movie?
That's the conceit of the movie. I don't know if it's
real. Bad. These masks already existed.
Okay.
I'm putting it down. by putting it down, I mean, Molly's writing it down.
Sure.
Well, unprecedented. It's Wikipedia.
Because, like, there's a difference between, I don't know, because, like, you know, Michael Myers' mask technically existed because they took a Captain Kirk mask dipped it in plaster or whatever.
What? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just painted white.
Yeah. Oh, that is creepy.
Whereas the Ghostface mask, I feel like it seems, I mean, maybe it's because I was so young, but it felt like this was an iconic symbol from these movies that was created by the movie.
Yeah, I definitely had never seen that prior to the movie coming out, but.
Maybe out in California. Dan's about this takes place in California.
Ooh.
Not I'm East Coast?
I don't know.
No.
Molly's bet East Coast.
Yeah, I think it's LA.
Okay, I'm changing my bet to random Midwest town.
I would love to see a random Midwest town.
Mine is Vermont.
Cleveland suburb.
Wow.
I just feel like there's lots of trees. So sure. It probably is a suburb. Vermont. Yeah.
They love their trees there. Yep.
Got a lot of maple trees.
Those maple trees.
They make good ice cream.
Oh, that's from the true. Maple? Brought to you by.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Yes.
We got it in there. You're welcome, Ben and or Jerry.
Yes, if you were even real people.
They're real people.
Okay, great.
They're best friends.
Do you know nothing about this
one
ice cream brand?
One of them doesn't have a sense of taste, so he is the texture guy.
Is that true? Duo.
It is what? True. Yeah. I watched a 60 Minutes about 20 years ago that was a profile of Ben and Jerry, and they were giving a tour of their thing, and that's what they said, is that part of the reason, because at the time their ice creams were like so extra creamy and they had so many interesting additions with like lots of different textures. It's because, I don't know if it's Ben or Jerry,
sure,
doesn't have a sense of taste.
Huh.
And when I myself lost my sense of taste for 24, 48 hours when I was sick, I don't know. The test didn't say COVID, but come on, whatever. Yeah. Do your own math.
But come on.
I really thought about that because you really think about texture when you cannot taste.
Did you get some Ben and Jerry's?
I should have. That would have been the ideal time. Yeah, I do have some in my freezer right now. If
so
that makes
your
us
nose
extra sponsorable.
Really tight when you eat it next time.
Yep.
You can do it at home. Yeah. Totes challenge.
Plug your nose, eat some ice cream, decide how the texture is. If it's not Ben and Jerry's, you can be like...
Toss it in the trash.
Yeah.
Toss the trash. Put it up on TikTok.
Tossing the ice cream in the trash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing. And then tag our TikTok account, which exists now?
Yes.
Does it?
It exists. Yeah.
Okay.
It already exists.
Okay. So we're pretty much doing
at
really great
Denise
stuff.
Richards, number one or whatever.
I think it's actually named after the podcast.
Okay. Well,
I can describe, if there's a description for the account, I can write a Denise Richards fan account to help you find it.
So great. Funny. Molly, how should we rate this film?
Great cue.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, but before we get there, do you think it will pass the Bechdel Wallace?
Greater cue.
Even the greatest cue.
The greatest cue of all.
Let us men congratulate you.
Yes. Let us validate your choices by speaking from our position as men.
Molly, do you think it will pass?
Thanks for asking, Beth.
Good job.
Thank you. I do.
That's all you actually need.
I do believe it will because of the friend group, there are at least three women who are close.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Let's
Two
hope so.
For sure, maybe three.
Who are the three?
Well, Nev Campbell.
Neve.
Green shirt. And I'm so sorry. I know you are a famous person. Amanda?
Bynes.
Oh, Andrea?
Pete.
I think her name's
Amanda Pete. Is that
Amanda Pete? I don't know. Is she in this one, though?
I don't know.
It's the right era, but I don't think she's in it. I guess Drew Barrymore, but she's not around.
She goes, yeah.
I do think there are like
she's like
three,
a fun cameo for the beginning.
I think there are two main and one extra in the friend group. I think it's like three couples total.
Okay, gotcha. Three ladies.
My memory.
All right. Yeah.
But maybe
I'll go with
wrong.
That too.
I mean, one of the teens at least has to talk to Courtney Cox at some point, right?
Oh, that's true. But they're talking about murder, which
they don't know if it's a man or a woman.
That's true.
Yep. Women can murder.
Hey.
Internet. Anyone can
women
murder.
Women can murder.
Yeah.
Yikes. Hey, is this the True Crime Podcast?
Oh, yeah. Now the numbers are going through the roof.
Suddenly, we've got millions of subscribers.
Let me have a sip of wine while we talk about true crime.
Should we tag this one episode with true crime and see what happens? Just for an experiment.
Do you know that murder can be real?
What? Glug, 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 glug. That was me drinking wine, if that wasn't clear.
Yeah,
I thought you were just saying glug, glug, because you enjoyed that phrase. Mm.
Wine, glug, glug.
Well, I guess our rating system now will have
podcast.
To be...
Oh, no. Come back.
True crime mask.
True crime mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's a true crime mask.
Ooh, is this related at all to the movie The Mask or Jim Carrey?
Oh.
Well, I'll give you a hint that the true crime is actually the manufacturer. It's like the brand name.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. So do they make masks of real murderers?
Crimers?
No.
Real crimers?
This is what's weird about their name.
Okay.
Is that they're called true crime, but actually they just make masks of characters from other movies. So to answer your question, yes, definitely Mask from Mask.
He's a crimer.
Or The Mask. He's a crimer.
So fictional crimers.
Fictional crimers.
Is it a crime how good their masks are?
Yes. Oh, wow. That is their tagline.
Wow. I can't believe you know that. Only non-murder crimes? Like, is it only crimes that only harm property and institutions and not human life? So like the mask.
Like a Madoff, mask.
They
mask
have a junior line.
Bernie Maskoff.
Bernie Maskoff.
Bernie Maskoff. Uh-huh.
And these are like costume masks or like masks that we wear all the time now?
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow. That is a profound question.
That is a profound
they
question.
Are like the mask you would wear to rob a bank.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you can commit a crime wearing a true crime
mask. Yes.
And that's what makes it a true crime.
That's what makes it a true crime mask.
Sure.
The brand and
so they're for committing crimes. They're for robbing banks.
But to keep
it fun. I'm
sure
legally they can't say that.
Okay. But like when you go on all the reviews are like, great mask. I robbed a bank. No one knew it was me.
And like, you know, and they sort of have like a wink to the consumer where like there's always a giant poster of the President of the United States from Point Break
on
the wall.
Yeah. And you know, like they've gone the extra mile. They've put like a little like absorbing material so that you don't leave DNA evidence behind.
Also COVID compliant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So you could wear it.
Yes.
If you went to the grocery store or whatever.
Yeah, yes.
You definitely could. And people would just be like, is that Jim Carrey from The Mask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'd say, yes, it is. And then grab the money and say, somebody stop me. And run out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Great.
So, great.
I feel like I have a very good understanding.
Me too. It's very clear.
Me too.
Dan, you go first, as we all know.
As we all know, I go first because why not? As we have established, there's the word. I've not seen this movie. This is one of those movies where pop culture said, you should see this movie. So on some level, as it was always the case with me as a youth, I despised it and resented it for that purpose. But I don't know. I feel like this isn't one of those movies that is people have returned to me like, yeah, never mind, this sucked. I feel like it's still like, oh yeah, it was pretty good for what it was. So I'm going to say 4 true crime masks optimistically.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Beth, you are next, as we all know.
Yes. As we all know, I go second. And I don't know how to feel about this because I'm afraid of everything.
Okay.
Like there are lots of things that I've never tried because I was too scared. For example, roller coasters. Mm-hmm. I had never been on a roller coaster. Then I went on one as an adult and I had a blast. It was super fun. And so I'm wondering if this is going to be a similar experience where I'm going to be like, oh, actually that movie was super fun. Mm. I had a great time. The scares were fun. Mm-hmm. I liked being scared. Or I will hate it so much because I'll just be tense the whole time and it'll be gross and upsetting and I'll never sleep again. So I'm either going to give it a 4 or a 0.
Talk about a roller coaster.
Wow. Yeah, no joke. A double bet. Yeah, I'm double betting because I just don't know.
Amazing.
We will find out.
Great.
Amazing. I am third. I have a treasure chest.
What?
Yep, that's the saying.
That's the rhyme.
Got it. Full of masks?
Yes. Would you like to see?
Oh.
I think I'm going to enjoy this movie more than when I first saw it because now I kind of like a scary jam. Mm. And I hear this is a good one. I hear the remake is good, or the reboot, or the new one.
Aren't there like 8 of them?
Well, there's a bunch of them, and then they just had another one.
Oh.
Like this year or last year.
Yep.
But that's not the one I'm watching.
Got it.
I'm going to say 4. I think it's going to be a fun, scary, interesting movie.
Wow.
And I almost said romp, but it's not going to be a romp.
No, I doubt it'll be a romp.
No romp. Congrats, but no romp.
Okay.
No romping.
No romp, no thank you.
Okay. Typically, I wait till after recording to have regrets, but I do have regrets right now. And what I realized is I could have figured out the year of this movie based on in 1995 was the first year of Friends.
Yes.
And I know that because a friend of mine was dating a woman who was like 28, which is like Monica's age. And one of the whole storylines was about her dating somebody who turns out to be like about 8 years younger than she is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that was my friend's situation.
Mm-hmm.
It was also during a time, 1995 to 96, 1995, I refused to watch Friends because everybody liked it. That's what reminded me, Dan. And then by 96, though, I was watching Friends with all my friends. I was a senior, and the moment where Rachel and Ross first get together, the entire building erupted. And like, I thought the ceiling was going to cave in because everybody's living rooms were like in the same place in this building,
yeah.
And people were jumping up and down and screaming.
Wow.
So working from that, and when Courtney Cox married David Arquette, I would have landed right around 95, 96, probably 96. So if I could redo my bet, that's how I would get there. And it would also mean I would have seen that movie in the student union at school, which makes sense.
That would be fun.
Yeah. So I probably did see it in that context, which makes it extra fun. I also remember that I must have liked this movie because I watched Screams 2 and 3.
Wow.
And one of them is filmed, at least one of them is filmed at Agnes Scott College in Atlanta.
Oh.
No big deal. That's a place I used to live and have driven by many times. So for all those reasons, I'm feeling optimistic.
The actors are pretty sweaty in that one compared to the other ones.
What's pretty sweaty?
The actors are probably really sweaty in that one compared to the other ones.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of it's climate. No, I don't know that it's any more warm there than any other place. I definitely would not call it hot.
Okay.
Oh. I've been hearing it's hot.
Yeah, I've heard many times that it's hot there.
No, it's not.
It's like a hot Atlanta. Like
hot Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta.
Hotlanta.
No one says Hotlanta.
Anyway, what are you rating the movie?
Just heard someone from Atlanta say that.
I also heard that today.
Yeah.
Four.
Okay. What a journey.
Let me remind you, as true Totesheads will know, that oftentimes your rating is influenced by the fact that this movie is a gift from an executive producer. I would like you to clarify if that has already been accounted for.
You know what? Five.
Okay.
Wow.
Four plus
one.
The old Cecilia bump.
Yep.
Yep.
I appreciate that you thought of us and thought of this movie. And so for that, I get a whole extra rating scale.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting with this one in particular to see how everyone responds to this movie, and then hopefully we can get a follow from Cecilia of whether they got the response they were hoping for. It just feels like the kind of movie where like they could be like, hey, 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 someone's going to hate this.
Well, we will see their thinking in the second half.
Oh, nice. Teaser alert.
Teaser alert.
All right. And with that, we're going to press pause, go watch Scream, and we'll be right back. You're in the middle of listening to a Totes Recall episode that only exists because it was executive produced by Cecilia Mendoza.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you, Cecilia.
Thank you so much.
And if you would like for more Totes Recall episodes to exist than normally would, and if you want to pick a movie for us to feature in an episode, and if you want to write a paragraph explaining why you picked it for Totes Recall and to have that revealed in the second half.
Wow. Teaser for the second half.
All you have to do is go to patreon.com/totesrecall.
There's not a second .com, just the first one.
Okay.
Totes Recall.
Leave it up to the fans to decide.
Well, they're going to get a page missing page.
Still
what is it called? 404.
404.
Page not found.
Beep boop.
And what you can do there is see that there are several tiers available.
Yes.
So just go right past the one about eating fruit with the Dans.
How dare you.
And get right to the executive produced option. And you can even get a discount if you pay up front annually.
Wow.
Or you can pay on a monthly basis.
Wow.
But then you have to wait a lot longer for your episode.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
Beth's, your face is telling me don't bring up the month to month.
No, it's good to have two choices.
Options.
Yeah.
More than two, and it's too many.
I think.
Look, also,
we don't know your finances.
We don't know your life.
Yeah.
If you want to give us money, you can take as much time as you need.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Collected the collective baby of our listenership.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
Come on, baby. Check out that Patreon.
Shady.com.
Thank you, babies. And we're back. We just watched 1 hour and 51 minutes of people getting stabbed.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Some jokes and a lot of movie references.
Sure. Yeah.
Yep.
The most movie references I've ever seen.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true of my personal experience, but a lot.
It was a lot of movie references.
Well, that's great.
That sounds very dismissive.
Okay. I feel like...
Wow. And I fully support it.
Shutting down the entire table.
Well, there was a big pause. I thought someone was going to share this more references that they have in their life.
Oh, you were looking at me, but
yeah, well, Dan was looking at his phone.
So. I was turning it to airplane mode because I respect the process.
60-second summary is the award-winning segment.
Oh, wow. So many
awards.
We just came in today, our award.
Oh, wow. That's excellent. They've been promising to mail that for weeks.
Yes. Yep. We are not invited to the ceremony, however.
No. Nope.
Just like, what's her name? From the classic podcast. Watermelon.
I, as is tradition, will volunteer to do it.
I know that Molly has done it recently. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've done it recently. Yep. So it's between you two.
Wow.
For who hasn't done it the most recently.
Yeah. Right.
Are we doing 1, 2, 3, shoot?
Yeah.
All right.
The correct way.
Keep this in.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ooh, double scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I win.
Paper beats rock.
That means I get to do it because it's an honor to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
I will take time.
That is not the tradition.
Definitely an honor and not
how dare you.
The worst thing that's ever happened to you.
How you can do dare it. You. You do it, Dan.
Yeah.
Every time you do it, you break it.
Molly, am I... Yeah, I
agree. We open on...
Am I still required to do that?
Yes, we have to because you've gotten too good at it.
How many times can I screw this up before I can stop doing that?
You're right. Go.
We open on Drew Barrymore making popcorn, thinking about a movie. It's a Jiffy Pop, or not that brand.
Speed it up.
Too much out of the popcorn.
Okay. Let him work. Let the master work.
And the phone rings. It's a creep. And that creep kills Steve, her boyfriend, and Drew Barrymore, his name is Casey, and her parents find her. Scream, that's the movie. Oh no, now it's the high school time and we meet our main characters and there are some people. And everybody's worried about the murders. And Sydney, Neve Campbell, her mom got killed a year ago. And people keep dying left and right all over the place until... In the end, there's a big party, and it's revealed that it was very complicated all along, and it was the boyfriend and the good friend, and they were in cahoots, and they had killed the mom a year ago, and then they're going to kill Deb, but they get killed or arrested, and some people are fine, but a lot of people are dead. The end.
Time.
Wow.
Enough time for the end.
Just a really 100% Utah, so
absolutely
good.
100%
just,
Utah. No
just a minor
100%
minor point Utah. Is that they're both definitely dead at the end. No one gets arrested.
Correct.
And in fact, there's no one to do the arresting because as far as we know, Dewey is the only police officer in town.
There's the chief that smokes.
That's fair.
But he's not there.
He's not there.
Yeah. No. Ugh.
Well, Lillard gets killed too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? But
just watch the movie. Don't remember him dying.
Wait, who's Matthew Lillard?
Lillard. Matthew Lillard. Yeah. What did you say earlier? Lillard?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm curious, for those of you seeing it for the first time,
yes,
whether the ending was surprising or not.
No, because that's the thing that I knew about.
Oh, that was
I knew that there were two killers.
Oh,
and so the whole
detail.
Time I was trying to figure out who the two killers were. And so every time they were like, it's not the boyfriend, I was like, it's definitely the boyfriend. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to like
they do
hide it from
a
us.
A good job of like Ghostface, Mr. Murder.
Yeah.
Does
ooh,
a,
that should be what they call him.
Ghostface, Mr. Murder?
Just Mr. Murder.
Mr. Murder does
you
a murder.
Called murder phone. Like movie film.
Yeah.
No, I got it.
Hello.
Just checking.
This is Mr. Murder.
Do you like
scary movies? What is that? Popcorn?
I'm outside. your house.
I will kill you at 9:15.
Don't hang up the phone or I'll kill you.
Sorry.
But I think that's probably how AOL came out. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
They do a good job, I think, of Mr. Murder does a murder or an almost murder, and then they cut to one of those three boyfriends, mm-hmm. friends who are boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just kind of like walking in, and where was he?
Right. Yeah.
So they keep the suspicion rolling around, because I feel like Randy, too, who is not the killer but is also the friend who works at the movie store, you're like, he's in the mix. Or like,
he's definitely in the mix.
Yeah, he's in the mix.
Yeah.
Well, because Dan, Dan.
Yes.
You have not seen anything and presumably not heard any spoilers. Were you surprised?
I mean, as soon as they arrested Billy, the boyfriend, mm-hmm. Sid, Nev Campbell's boyfriend, I was like, okay, well, they're definitely going to have him like not be the killer, but then also he'll probably still somehow be the killer.
Oh.
Like, I assumed that he would still, like, just because of the way he played himself the rest of the movie, I'm just like, mm-hmm. this dude is a straight up creep. Yeah. Like, there's no way he's not going to be like at least a double red herring, or it'll be like a twist where like, no, he is actually involved. But I was like, I thought maybe he was just like, I don't know, sort of like an assistant at first. Like, maybe he was like, oh, maybe he just like called Mr. Murder on his cell phone. It was just like, she's alone in the house or whatever.
No.
Like, I thought he would be involved somehow. I did not necessarily think like, oh, he definitely is a murderer and does the murders himself.
Yeah. Did you see, I remember when I saw this, I definitely did not see two murderers. Mm. Because in hindsight, it makes poor Drew Barrymore's choice like impossible, which is the whole point, right?
Yeah.
Because they're like, which door? And it doesn't matter because they're at each door.
Oh. Are they? I always got the impression they were taking turns. But you think they're both there?
Yeah, some of them, they're both there. Because that's a lot to pull off.
And they established with those prankster teens that like it's pretty easy to get that mask, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They both had a mask.
Yeah, because they can get it at every Five and Dime store.
Apparently.
But yeah. did Molly find out if it's true or movie?
Oh my God.
Our favorite game. Is it true or movie?
Oh my God.
The question is, did Mr. Murder masks exist before this movie? Is that true or movie?
Oh, you're in a movie. You look at the screen. You think, is that true or is it movie?
I read a very confusing Wikipedia article that started out saying that they were already popular.
Okay.
And then saying that they were popularized by the movie.
Huh.
And movie. Then saying they were invented by the movie.
Double movie.
That's two movies, one it's true.
So I'll reread the article later. I felt a little rushed because I was mostly watching the movie.
Yeah.
So.
A gripping tale.
Enjoy looking it up yourself, everyone.
I will say I was surprised at how, I don't know, just not at all meaningful it was. Like, right? Like, by the end, it was just sort of like, oh, they're just two psychopaths who are, like, really into being Mr. Murder. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
but what do you mean meaningful?
Like
the motive?
Like, the whole thing, like, just very explicit, like, well, like, especially, I don't know. Like, just, I was, like, it was, I mean, they made a joke about it by the end where she's like, what's your motive? He's like, oh, I'm too easily peer pressured, which is actually a pretty good line. Yeah. But it was also just like, oh, okay, it's just two of these teens are just shitheads.
Yeah.
Like, that was
my
it.
My mom and dad are going to be so bad
or
at
whatever.
Me. That was the line.
That, like, was amazing.
Which I guess is, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's, here's a fun fact / controversial take.
I'm gonna give
you. Most horror movies are extremely stupid or boring. Like, the startly parts are still startling, but like, as a story, they're usually very boring. And I found the ending of this movie very boring.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think that was purposeful?
That, like, it was boring?
Like,
or that they had no motive?
Oh, I was thinking that's why you thought it was boring, because there was no motive.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just sort of like, I just think it's hard to say, because a lot of horror movies, I mean, because the whole point of this movie is just like, LOL, it's like a horror movie you've seen before, right? And a lot of horror movies are just like, oh, they're just fucking crazy, okay?
Yeah.
Like, that's like the most the screenwriter's going to put into it.
Yeah. But they did. But in this case, Matthew Lillard's. Matthew Lillard's.
Ooh, I'm studying at the Lillard. It's where I learned to stick my tongue out and flick my friend's ears. And
yikes.
Yep. That was like, I want to come back. I want to come back to that performance.
Oh, we will.
But he did, you know, they do establish in the beginning that Casey had dumped him for Steve, who are the first two teens who were killed.
Dumped who? Lillard?
Yeah, Lillard.
Oh, okay.
So I think there is more built-in motive than maybe they, but I think, to me, I felt like that was making more fun of the fact that you get to find out the killer's motives at the end of movies. Like, that's sort of an awkward or interesting thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was very surprised by the ending. The part that I found most true about it is that the two killers at the end kind of can't let anything go.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, if they were, like, internet trolls, neither would let the other get the last word. And so when they were actually in a position where to cover their tracks, they were each getting stabbed just to cover, right? But then one stabs a little deeper than the other, and so it sort of escalates. And I was like, that seems really true to their personalities. That seems like a really accurate way that these two characters would meet their end.
Yes. I don't know. I guess I just didn't care. Oh, I was just sort of like, oh, okay, so it's two of them instead of one of them, and they're both shitty. Because, like, they were sort of telegraphing, like you said throughout the movie, it's like, it's one of these dudes. One of these dudes is a shitty dude, right?
I really... Why
or it's her dad.
Of course, I saw it in 96. Right?
They set it up as, like, it's either one of these teens or it's her dad.
I never thought it was her dad.
The dad was too obvious, right?
Yeah.
Or it would be, like, the chief of police or something.
Although,
like,
P.S., if you're a child's dad and you're coming up on the anniversary of your wife's brutal murder...
Don't go to an expo.
Don't go to an expo. Yeah.
He's... I agree. He's probably, like, dealing with that trauma as well and is...
Do you think he made up the expo?
Sort of avoiding it to take care of himself, but he's also like,
yeah,
I gotta work.
He not there for his kids.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go to the expo, but maybe he, I mean, he didn't.
Maybe
right?
It was a parenting expo. They don't specify.
All right. I'm thinking, the more I'm thinking about this, I think what I was mostly bored by was how long they let the two of them talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once it was revealed it's both of them, I was just like, okay. And then they just kept going. I was like, oh, Lord. And it partly might have just been because it's like, the direction for both of them was like, just do what Matthew's been doing the whole movie, except now you're both evil explicitly. And it's like, okay, we get it.
Something that happened throughout this movie for me, which is the opening scene was truly disturbing. Mm-hmm.
It was really good. It was really well done.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. Drew Barrymore was awesome in that scene. She was like really played it well.
Yeah.
I did not care for watching her be killed or seeing her hung from a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was upsetting to me.
Hard agree.
But then by the end of the movie, I was laughing because it was like, they just, like you said, they would not stop talking and they kept on like popping out of places and it was like, no, the dad's jumping out. And I was like, okay, I get it. Yeah. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of just lingered.
And do you want to talk at all about your setup for watching this movie?
So
I took a couple pictures.
Oh, you did good. Because at the beginning of the movie and early on in the movie, and then maybe toward the end, I had my phone, which is a rectangle, held in front of the TV at an angle so I could see like the corner of the TV.
Okay.
So you could like get a sense of who was moving where.
I could hear what was happening. I could kind of see what was happening. But if there was like a jump scare, there wouldn't be a full Mr. Murder face in my face. It would be like just the corner of his face.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the movie, my head, I was like, my neck was back and my teeth were clenched.
Yeah.
And so my head was like dug into the chair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how I watched this movie. Yep. It's the equivalent of making the screen very small on my laptop.
You took care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And I did this for you, Cecilia.
Wow.
Yeah.
There was a great moment. I'm trying to remember which scene the movie does where both you and Molly were just like, all right, and just went up and went to the kitchen.
I think, that was like in the first half, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Murder's in the house. Maybe
it was when he first called Sid. Is that when you were both like, oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Or she was like, all right, I'm coming out to the porch.
Yes, it was the porch definitely. Part, yeah.
No, thank you.
Because you were in the other room talking about how big the porch was, and I was like, why is the porch so big?
Yeah, but those
that's what I want to think about right now.
Like, I mean, the part where, like, the actual, like, violent parts of the opening, it's like, whatever, that's every horror movie. But like the phone calls were actually, like, they were very good. They're very well done to like ramp up the tension.
Oh, yeah. And honestly,
especially the first one with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
I was going to wait on this, but these movies to me seem like the perfect allegory for abusive relationships because of the way, even on that phone call, he grooms her.
Yeah.
Mm. That he gets Drew Barrymore to agree to play a game she absolutely does not want to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then once she answers that first question, she's like, it doesn't really matter, right? She's sunk either way.
Right.
But in terms of breaking down those psychological barriers, it is really efficient. The other thing that, and the thing that I thought was like really powerful to me watching it from that perspective is how strong all of these women characters were.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it does not help them that much, right? Mm-hmm. In the end, most of them end up dead
mm-hmm.
in like really undignified, horrifying ways.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, maybe there might be a really sad USA number 5 message in that too. I'm sorry. comedy. This porch is too big.
Yeah.
The porches are too big.
Like,
there are too many windows.
If you want to, I mean, if you want, we could have an entire like audio essay about like the inherent misogyny of the horror genre.
I mean, I will say it. The whole time I was like, oh, this is like just watching women be brutally murdered. Yeah. It's very upsetting. It's not for me.
Rose McGowan pops into her getting murdered scene.
Yeah.
We get some.
Yep.
Turkey's done, as they say.
What are you doing?
Oh,
her nipples are very present.
Yes. Oh,
it was like just that scene.
In case you're wondering, here are her boobs.
Yeah.
Is essentially what they were saying.
That was pretty intentional.
Yeah.
Molly wants us to cut all this out.
We won't. This is true.
The porches
to life.
Are huge.
Porches are
so
huge.
Big.
These houses are gigantic.
They're all big houses.
You got to live in a small house so you know all the corners that people can live in.
Yeah.
But live in?
Minimal closets.
Yeah.
Minimal corners.
Also, lock your doors before the murderer breaks in.
Yeah, especially if you're like Drew Barrymore, live in a house where like there are so many things to lock.
But
like,
it's sleepy.
The
it's
entire. Sleepy. Yeah. But like, it was just funny that like, her entire phone call, she just kept walking past other things to lock. Like I feel like she just kept finding new things to lock.
Yeah. They are in California. We made some bets on that. Unclear what area.
It's northern.
What was it called?
Woodsboro.
Yeah.
Right?
It looks more northern and hilly.
Greensboro?
And
I thought that was like a little nod to it being a Woods production.
That they're in the woods?
Oh.
Yeah. Or the name of the town.
Oh.
Woodsboro.
That.
I have no idea.
There was a lot of self-referential stuff in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street.
We've got Wes Craven directing and in the movie as a weird janitor named Fred wearing the Freddy Krueger outfit.
Yes. Stripey sweater, weird hat.
It's just like, it's too much. It's too much.
But I do appreciate the line that this movie walks of being like, it is scary. There is blood. But it's like a little goofy too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Murder gets cracked in the face a lot.
So many times.
And just like falls down in pretty good comedy falls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the best one.
And he gets hit in the nuts with a beer bottle. Yeah.
When Tatum, Rose McGowan, first she smacks him with the freezer door.
Yeah.
Which is like great because we've already seen him get smacked in the face like 8 times with the door. But then she takes one of the beer bottles that fell out of the fridge. By the way, that fridge is only beer and eggs.
Yeah.
It's in the garage.
Filled with eggs.
So many eggs.
Why were there so many eggs?
In the garage.
Yeah. Beer, I get. That's what a garage freezer is for. Right.
I guess.
You're a man. You're out in the garage. You hate your family. Right. You're working on your car. You can't drink beer.
The parent expo is in for another week.
Okay. Here's a theory. Maybe they go through eggs like.
So fast.
So fast. There's only just that little like egg container in your fridge. Right. So then you just keep rotating
them
in.
They probably just buy loose eggs.
Yeah.
They're probably not even in a carton.
You think they have a chicken in the backyard? There were chickens. Okay.
It was a farmhouse.
This is the thing that I did notice about all of the houses. And yes. There were chickens in every single house. Like in Drew, not like live chickens.
Oh.
But in Drew Barrymore's house, there's a big chicken, like ceramic something on the kitchen island. Oh. And then in one of the other houses, there's like a chicken mug next to the TV.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of chicken stuff.
And then, calling card.
Johnny Depp lookalike.
Yeah.
Skeet Ulrich.
Skeet Ulrich. Cuts apart a sofa in frustration.
Yes. Oh yeah, there's feathers.
To be feathers everywhere.
So weird.
Very visually
What's our theory
interesting.
Here?
chickens
are scared.
Are murderers.
Maybe it's like a anti-meat film.
Mm. Okay.
Like all these chickens, look at all this blood and murder.
Yeah.
It's bad, right? Murder's bad. Okay, we'll stop murdering chickens.
Yeah. Do you think this was paid for by chickens?
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
The chickens sponsored this movie?
The Chick-fil-A chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting back at those cows who can't spell. Ha ha. I'm an animal telling you to kill a different animal?
Yes. I mean, you know, the law of nature, right?
I guess. I
find they did stop that campaign, though, right? They're not still doing it?
No, I saw one recently.
Are they doing the folksy thing? Or they talk about, like, how close they are to various customers?
Yeah, that was like last year, right?
Oh, okay.
But they still have the cow billboards sometimes.
God bless America.
Sometimes
that's been 20 years. It's been decades.
The cows?
Of cow billboards.
Sure.
Really? It has been, and you just know that they're down to like their very last ideas.
I mean, you know, it's not like you'd expect a company like Chick-fil-A to be like really dug into old ideas and like just not
modern,
not really pushing themselves to thinking.
What are they? REI?
Yeah. Get it together.
All of you.
Everyone.
All of you
everyone.
Get it
together.
Except for you,
together.
Ben and Jerry, call us.
That's right.
Sure.
And also, why is it two men?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
It's women over there.
At Ben and Jerry?
Ben and Jerry and
women can make
Sheila,
ice cream too.
Right?
Well, and also, or gender's a construct.
Binary
so
ice cream makers.
Yeah. Hire more ice creamers.
I'm
Do
sure.
They have plenty of ice creamers?
Okay, Beth's bet.
Yeah.
There is a woman that works at Ben and Jerry's.
We'll see.
But does she talk to another woman who works
Tweet at us, Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
Tweet us. Prove it.
Ben Show ben us your Jerry binder woman. Full of women.
Wow. Well, speaking of women, Rose McGowan's also this movie.
Yes.
As
so
predicted.
Great.
She is Green Sweater Girl.
Yes.
Yeah. Chartreuse, maybe at best. Kind of,
yeah.
I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the scene
and
you were thinking
the
of.
Real tragedy, watching it this time, knowing that she was going to die, it was appreciating what a good friend she
good
was.
Friend.
She was a good friend.
The two of them, she and Sydney, have the only healthy relationship,
agreed,
as far as I can tell, in the entire town.
Yes.
Yeah.
She looked out for her.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
Even though she's dating Matthew Lillard, which is like how...
Wow. I don't know, though. I
Although
look back
teams,
on my high
yeah,
school,
no,
and I'm
I
like, I don't know that anybody just, was much better.
I wrote down, Matthew Lillard is a pastiche of every guy I went to high school with that dressed like Matthew Lillard. Like, that's all I could think of anytime. I was like I watched him with Rose McGowan. I'm like, I knew guys like that.
Yeah.
Who, like, were dating, like, seemingly kind of cool, pretty girls, and mm-hmm, I never figured it out. Like, I couldn't compute it in my head.
But is it, like... because he's friends with that other guy and then she's dating like her best friend.
Maybe.
You know, they're just around each other, yeah, enough that it's like, oh.
Well, and I think there's an element too of like dismissing stuff as someone just joking.
Right.
That honestly, you know, I look
by
back
the
at
end
some
of the movie,
stuff and I'm
like, he's not
right,
joking
well,
about
certainly
anything.
The end of the movie,
yeah,
but.
Yeah.
He's just a weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rose McGowan, I know, was part of the Me Too movement.
Oh,
and I
yeah
know that this was
a Miramax movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it this movie?
I don't know if it was this one.
Oh, who knows? I mean, they made a ton of
okay
popular movies in the 90s.
Anyway, back to the misogyny part.
Yeah. Did we ever get to leave the misogyny part? Anyway, USA number 5. How about those porches?
Very big porches. These houses are huge.
Yeah.
I guess they're wealthy too, right? That's
yes
a trope.
Yes.
That it's okay to beat up on wealthy people.
Yes, that is a trope
yeah
of a lot of these kind of horror movies for sure.
Where are the parents? Like, I understand her dad's at an expo. He's
her
covered.
Dad's at expo.
Right.
He probably shouldn't go, but maybe he's dealing the best he can
yeah
with his trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom's dead,
right,
as we
so
said.
Sad.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
We see Tatum and Dewey. David Arquette's mom, right?
Do we?
Yeah, doesn't she like answer the phone?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. When she's staying there for the night, when Sid's staying there.
And she's like, there's somebody on the phone for you.
But then she just like walks out of the kitchen and out of their lives, right?
Yeah, yeah. She's yeah like, I got my chicken mug and I'm gone.
And we see Skeet's dad comes to talk to the cops.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's true.
Yep. Well, I guess, I mean, their parents wouldn't be at school,
right,
which is where a lot of the yep movie takes place.
Yep.
And their parents were not at that party.
Lillard's parents are out of town. That's why he can throw the big party.
Yes.
Yeah.
The, the everything, school is canceled and town is in curfew because there are murders party.
Yeah.
But I guess in retrospect, he was so confident because he knew exactly where the murder would be.
In himself.
In himself and his friends.
His friend.
It's terrifying. Ugh, it's upsetting. I was just thinking about the part where they're stabbing each other. I'm like, that's upsetting.
It is. The whole thing is upsetting. Did we mention yet that Henry Winkler is in this?
Yes.
And he's the principal?
A principal, yes.
Great.
And they flirt for 2 seconds with him seeming killer-like right before he gets killed.
Where he's got the scissors and he's like threatening the two kids who pranked with the mask. Yeah,
and then he tries on the mask. Yeah. And it would make sense because there's somebody in the bathroom.
Right.
You forgot about the whole bath stall scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then he isn't the killer because he also gets killed. I don't think he was actually credited in the movie.
Really?
Maybe he did it as a favor of Mr. Craven.
But what's the guy's Liev Schreiber was?
Liev. Oh, yeah. How do you pronounce that name?
I think it's Liev.
So it's Liev and Neve? Or is it Liev and Nev?
Nev.
Oh, Nev as in Bev, right?
Nev as in Bev. Bev. Liev according as in... to her number one fans, not creepy website.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder if they cut out a scene where like Courtney Cox went to jail to prison to talk to him or something.
I don't know.
Or it was just like he just wasn't much of a dude yet.
Yeah.
Well, I think this was Drew Barrymore's big return to the screen.
Why was it a big deal?
She was a child actor, right?
I was trying to figure out like why was it because I feel like it was a big deal when she was in this movie, but I couldn't remember
really
why.
Really big deal because I think this was her first major reappearance.
I'm an adult now.
Yeah, I'm an adult and she does such an incredible job.
But then she was in a bunch of movies right after that, right? Yes.
Great job, Drew.
Because I feel
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. That other one.
Charlie's Angels 2.
50 First Dates. Comedy,
that's it.
Never Been Kissed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't she do like a Cinderella one? Something like Cinderella.
Yep. Oh, I liked that one when I was younger.
Happily Ever After?
I don't know.
It might be called Ever After.
Ever After. And now she does a talk show, which is a sweet gig.
That is a sweet gig. Good job, Drew.
I hear she's charming on there.
Enjoy your notoriety that isn't associated with your uncle, grandfather.
Yeah, I think it's her. I don't know, actually.
We don't know.
The Barrymore family.
Tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us, Drew.
Drew?
Hey.
Tweet us. Have us on your show.
Yeah.
I'll do a dance. I'll cook a frittata with you or whatever.
Yeah, I can tell a story about getting lost or something.
Yeah.
Is that what talk shows are about?
I don't know. That's most of the stories I got. Okay. David Arquette is in this movie playing a bumbling cop. Whoever said that. Probably me.
Wow.
And he does all right.
Yeah.
There's one comedy scene that...
Almost perfect
scene in which he is chatting with the chief and the chief's smoking a cigarette and Dewey's eating ice cream cones and they make the parallels between there and it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a little kid cigarette, but it's an ice cream cone.
The chief is like punctuating all of his stuff with like cool teens, earmuffs, cool, dramatic puffs of a cigarette. And Dewey sort of catches onto it and starts like repeating the pattern by taking a lick of his ice cream.
Yeah.
And then the chief throws the cigarette to the ground and dramatically stubs it out. And Dan and I were screaming at the television for Arquette to drop that ice cream cone and stomp on it.
Yeah.
Did not
that
happen.
Is the right next thing to do.
Yeah.
Come on, Wes.
You know.
I'm sure they thought about it.
Sure they did. It was too goofy.
Maybe.
I don't know. I will say that as far as goofy characters go, I felt that he played that within reasonable range.
Yes. Agreed. Mm-hmm.
Of being an actual human. Whereas our friend, Matthew... What is happening?
I don't know.
I mean, it was bonkers.
Was it normal in the 90s? Because I'm trying to think of like the mask.
He feels like a normal 90s man.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like he's the kind, I guess what made it less believable for me is that he was so tolerated by that specific clique of kids at the school.
Yeah.
Like they're definitely like, I can see that as being like a 90s teen. But like the fact that specific group of people just completely tolerated that behavior.
Like Rose McGowan just became so used to like living with Dewey that this other guy maybe that's wasn't what it was. Like that big a step.
Like maybe Dewey was basically like that when he was younger.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he put on a uniform.
Yeah. And went on the right side of the law.
Ooh. Except he takes his gun out at every opportunity.
Like, and really
great training.
It's fair.
Anyway. Yes, ice creams or cigarettes for children.
Ice creams or cigarettes.
That's what this movie established for us.
Every time you feel like smoking, get a cone.
Get a cone.
Teens, cool it.
With a cone. Cream.
With a cone from Ben and Jerry's.
Holy shit. Ben and Jerry's presents.
It's all coming together.
Cigarette flavored ice cream for teens.
Ben and Jerry's presents whatever it is we're calling the group where we come to your school.
Oh, yeah. Horny four? Question mark?
No, not the name of the group.
Horny four? Question mark?
No.
That was last episode.
No. We're workshopping it. We're workshopping it. We're workshopping it. Nope, that doesn't sound good.
Cool it with cones.
Cool it with cones.
Ben and Jerry's presents Cool it with cones.
Oh, I like that.
We're the cones.
I almost just said friends.
Just friends?
Just friends.
Speaking of friends.
Courtney Cox is there. We see her fall in love with David Arquette throughout
right
the film.
Right before our eyes. The most romantic setting.
They are
Murderville.
Hot for each other.
Hot for each other. Although maybe Courtney Cox is just working him for a story.
Great question.
I think that's how she starts.
Yeah.
And then she starts to be charmed.
And she starts to be charmed.
Okay. Okay.
When
okay.
she gets knocked unconscious next to him and their faces are close enough where they could maybe kiss.
A little awkward. Just what? Romantically.
Well, that's not even the first time that they were like thrown into each other.
Yeah, they do kiss.
It's
yes.
true.
Yes, after the incredibly romantic moment where a bunch of drunk teens decide, let's go to the football field to see our eviscerated principal before the corpse gets taken down.
So
who
disturbing.
Are these students?
They're messed up.
Any of these kids could have been Mr. Murder.
Yeah.
Yowza.
That, maybe that's the real message.
Mm. Yeah. Teens
are murder.
Teens no.
Are- no.
Cool it.
Cool it. Ice. With a cone.
Ice cream for ice cream.
Oh, wow.
My God.
Think about
this it. This episode is nuts.
Ben and Jerry's, call us. Synergy alert.
We will watch this movie again. Actually, we have up to five to
There are plenty
from.
Of other ones to watch. Yeah.
There was a very funny interview with Courtney Cox. Oh, was it Courtney Cox or Arquette? Anyway,
Courtney
I think
Cox
it was him.
Arquette?
I think he was like, no. He was like, we fell in love on Scream 1. We hated each other on Scream 2.
Nice.
We liked each other again in Scream 3, or maybe they got a divorce on Scream 3, and then they were divorced by Scream 5.
Nice.
Wow.
Wow.
They had a real turbulent, but they met at a pre-shoot party.
Okay.
Oh.
Which I was like, that is really an interesting thing. I've not heard of pre-shoot parties.
Speaking
it's a good idea.
Speaking of pre-shoots and parties, randomly today, JGL put up a picture of when he and the cast of 10 Things I Hate About You were at dinner together, and it was so adorable because they're all tiny little teens, I don't know, at like the Olive Garden or something, or somewhere that actual actors with money would go.
They have their own secret Olive
secret
Garden.
Olive Garden, yeah, where you hear your family, but in like the mob implications.
Yeah.
And it was, that's all. It's adorable.
Oh.
Great.
Jordan.
Yep.
Jordan Gordon-Levitt.
Thank you.
Jordan Gordon.
Jordan Gordon-Levitt.
What's his name? What is his name? Really?
Crispin Glover's mother.
Joseph.
Gordon.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Levitt.
Got it.
But he's not in this movie, so fuck him.
Yep.
Yeah.
He would have been
that.
A nicer boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Skeet's a bad boyfriend. Even,
like, even before he's like for sure murderer 100%.
Yeah. So
he's
bad.
Like
so bad.
Really trying to get in Nev's drawers.
Yes.
Yes.
And talking about how he's not trying to do that, but he is.
He
you're not
definitely is.
Manipulation.
It's, ugh, makes me so mad.
He's so gross.
He's gross.
And then she feels bad about not giving it up. Teens.
Terrible. Teens.
Don't feel
don't
bad.
Don't feel bad about not banging Skeet Ulrich.
No.
No.
You don't have to bang Skeet until you're ready.
Skeet
or at all.
Yeah, if the Skeet Ulrich in life is pressuring you to have sex, tell him to go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Chances
literally.
Of someone pressuring you to have sex in high school being somebody that you will look back on and think, wow.
What a great
what
choice.
A prize. Yeah. Are very low.
Very low.
Yeah.
Like statistically, just much lower than you'd
especially
imagine.
If they're that greasy and that pouty.
Yeah.
And just and generally like, a demeanor of like,
Don't go in people's windows.
And don't.
It's not romantic.
And like, even before we thought he was a killer, he was just like, oh, get over your mom dying already.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
Almost a year.
Almost 1 year.
Zero sense of boundaries.
Oh,
and especially like, it's not even almost 1 year. It's like nearing the anniversary.
Right?
Like, be supportive, you dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb.
I mean, in retrospect, it's like, oh, I get it. But in the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Neve, Nev. Drop that dude.
No, you deserve better.
You deserve better. It just
and
hang
not
out.
To be murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
and Tatum should just go have a girls' night without all of your weird boyfriends who turn out to be killers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that other kid.
who is also not great.
Not great. I mean, at least he's not a killer, but it's also like,
and he has a
chill
job.
Out, dude.
He's yeah. the only one of those children who has a job.
Does he actually work at the video store?
Yeah, he works at the video store.
It wasn't clear to me if he was just there and screaming at people or... You know what? I keep going back to how bored I was by the end of this movie. I think it's also the fact that they are as obsessed with scary movies. Like, the fact that they kept playing up like, oh, Jamie Kennedy's obsessed with horror movies. He knows all the rules. Mm-hmm. And everyone's just like, okay, dude, you're like, they sort of play it off just like, haha, that's his thing. But then it's like, oh, but the killers are also obsessed with scary movies, but also they're just psychotic. It just like, by that point, they'd had so many of those conversations in the movies. It's like, I don't need the killers to also have this meta conversation.
Do you think they were trying to say, hey, not all people who have an encyclopedic knowledge of films are psycho killers. Maybe, some of them are harmless.
Maybe that was Wes Craven.
Wes Craven.
Wes Craven's way of like being like an apologist of like, he's saying like, hey, listen, the fans of my movies are not necessarily bad people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I mean, they even kind of say that at the end, right? In their, it's not really a monologue because there's two of them.
Yes,
there's kind of
a duologue.
Dialogue, is it?
Whoa.
I guess it is a dialogue, but they're not really talking to each other. They're talking at.
Right.
Just like life, man.
More like a manalogue, am
yeah.
I right?
Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of scary movies, so I'm not the best judge of this, but I feel like the ones I have seen have all like been like, oh, and it's an homage to horror films.
Right.
And I'm like, are they all homages to each other?
Kinda, at this point.
Okay. Turtles all the way down.
Except when they're actually good. Shout out to good horror movies.
What's a good one? Name one good one.
Oh boy, Vivitch is really good, but a lot of people didn't like that because they're like, I wanted a horror movie. And this was like if the guy who wrote The Scarlet Letter wrote a horror movie, which is probably why a lot of people were turned off by it. I thought it was great.
Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Yeah.
No big deal. What's that one with the devil cult and...
The goat one?
Gabriel Burns in it.
What?
Twin Peaks.
Midsummer.
And...
I don't know.
No, the guy who made Midsommar.
Hereditary.
Hereditary. That one's Hereditary. That one's great.
That one's, that one's.
I had to pause the movie and jump up and yell what like four times in a row. At a certain shocking scene.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to watch it.
Beth would hate that movie.
Yeah, I would hate all of these movies. But I just for the listener, if you want to check out one that we would recommend.
Yeah.
It Follows is incredible.
Yes.
And it scares me every time I think about it, which is now I'm now scared.
Oh, no.
Why do I do not understand taking joy in being scared.
Because these ones we're talking about are like actually well-made movies that are like trying to still be unsettling, but it's not just like, I don't know, like horror movies are so easy to make because there's not a very high expectation for them. So when they're actually good, I'm like, yes, this is great. And then all the other ones, I'm just like, ugh, you just wanted to make this movie because you're bored or you like, we could have a whole essay, you just want to film a bunch of people getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Or in mostly women.
Yeah.
I think maybe you're just, you know, don't have the range of Quentin Tarantino. Finds a million ways to kill women. Go ahead.
You've already made this cunt.
Have I? Because I'm still mad.
I know.
It's fine. It's okay. I accept and acknowledge your anger.
Thank you.
Not that you needed me to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan. Hey.
Hey. Take the note.
I was going to say, it's like eating spicy food. Mm. You get the feeling of danger or a roller coaster.
Okay.
The feeling of danger, physical danger.
Right.
While also being able to sort of logically be like, I'm actually totally fine.
Right.
Yeah. So here's the thing I have a question about.
Okay.
That maybe everyone can help me figure out what's going on in my own brain.
Yeah.
I really like a mystery or like a thriller because they are tense to watch sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then you're like trying to figure things out. And they're in mysteries. Sometimes there are some gruesome things because it's a murder.
Yeah.
But there's something about this type of movie that is like, it kind of upsets me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's that it is like supposed to be kind of fun.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't want the violence to be fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's not how I want to feel about it.
Yeah.
Do you feel that's fine? I acknowledge and accept your feelings.
Not that you have to.
Yeah.
Do you feel the same way about action movies, which is also like fun violence, but right. it's not scary.
It's not violence. Scary, but I don't, that's what I don't really know. Like violence is an interesting thing in movies because sometimes it really, really bothers me and sometimes yeah. it doesn't bother me at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can't decipher what it is that makes those two things different for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. It's an evolving situation for me too. Like I've been watching Reacher. Do you mm-hmm. know about this?
We do now.
Okay.
Jack
Reacher.
Okay.
It is a series on a popular streaming service.
Streaming service.
Owned by Bezos the Clown.
Oh, come on. Boo. Boo.
Boo.
Boo.
And the first episode is so good. It's just really well written. And the characters are all really very interesting. And I want to follow them. Mm-hmm. But also, pretty immediately, the violence isn't cartoonish, but it's made for entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I think I could have watched that 10 years ago and not thought twice about it. Mm. But now I see that and I'm like, oh, I think you've just ruined this for me. Mm. And I get that his whole deal, Reacher's whole deal, is he's a big guy who knows how to break people's
really
arms in like 20 different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't feel like I need to see that. Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah.
I'm good. Like, I'll watch it and I'll think, that's a lot of celery they crunched.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just try to picture the Foley artists are doing a great job.
Great Foley.
They must be exhausted.
Two Tonys.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Oh, how many arms are we breaking?
Toss me one of those celery sticks.
Hey, get the bin of loose celery. We got another Reacher.
We're crunching Reaches, Tony.
Anyway.
But you're still watching it.
I mean, at this point, I'm like, I feel obligated to watch it. And I've gotten to that, you know, you get to the doldrums around episodes 5 and 6. You're like over the midpoint, but you're not at the end yet. And you think about skipping to the last episode, but you don't.
Sure.
That's where I am.
Okay.
And the murders are just getting more and more gratuitous.
Right.
Sorry, yeah. Spoiler. People die in Reacher.
A lot of people get beat up.
That's
probably not a spoiler.
I kind of assumed that happened.
Speaking of violence and the spectrum of dealing with it, we had a successful Bechdel-Wallace pass in which two named women talk about what happened to Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that is the passing moment, is basically when they describe what happened to Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
In pretty graphic detail.
Yeah.
I think
that's the first passage.
Yeah,
passed many, many times.
Oh, absolutely.
I stopped paying attention after that.
Absolutely.
But they talk all the time.
These women
are always
because they're good friends.
They're good friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tatum is a good friend.
She's a great friend.
Unlike, hey, Lily from the last movie we watched.
Oh, bad friend.
Watch the parts of Scream where Rose McGowan is alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not the parts where she has a shitty boyfriend, just the parts where she's talking to Sid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We told that woman
also,
what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I needed to.
Yeah.
shut this down. End the podcast.
All right. Well, before we get to our final reviews of the movie we just watched, Scream, I want to share with you why Cecilia picked this movie, Scream.
Oh. Executive producer, Cecilia?
That's the one.
Wow.
Pew, 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 pew.
Here is what she says.
Great.
I picked it because I just saw the new Scream 2022, and it was better than I had imagined.
Oh.
It was a love letter to the original, and it reminded me of all the reasons I love it so much. Mm-hmm. The world Sydney lives in is insane. The amount of trauma she has endured is more than several lifetimes.
Very true.
But she's as resilient as ever and not afraid to throw punches and end the reign of terror some psychopaths are throwing at her, making her one of the most badass final girls in film history. Final's capitalized. I'm not sure why.
Sure.
Maybe that's the thing. Anyway,
yeah, it is.
She's also not the only character I enjoy. Though Dewey is lovable, Gale is relentless but fierce. Mm-hmm. And Matthew Lillard has one of my favorite scenes in the whole franchise. Scream is certainly a horror movie, but it's funny at times and rather clever. And after a rewatch, I keep wondering what your guys' rank scale would be.
Mm.
It's in my top 10 favorite movies of all time. And despite the jump scares, I hope you guys enjoy it at least a bit.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you for acknowledging that we might hate the jump scares.
Thank you very much.
Well, if you'd read that at the beginning, I probably would have enjoyed this movie more.
Wow.
That's not fair. Come on.
Wow.
Don't blame Cecilia.
I did appreciate that. Sydney is willing to clock somebody if they're pissing her off.
Yeah.
No matter who they are.
She does a good job of fighting, punching Courtney Cox, obviously.
Yes.
Oh, great. Great.
But also fighting back against Mr. Murder.
Oh, she smacks Mr. Murder with so many doors in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is a good example of like violence that I actually was for.
Yeah. Sure.
And I think maybe it's like the motivation behind it. Like the killing for the sake, like violence for the sake of violence does not entertain me. But if it's like she's protecting herself, she's trying to fight back against somebody who's terrorizing
her. She's throwing a beer bottle at the Nards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'd watch that every day. Yeah. Put it on a loop.
I just watch the Nard Bash over and over again.
Nard Bash.
Nardbash.com.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a great point.
Yeah.
Great. I'm kind of interested in watching. I don't think I've watched any of the ones in between. I wonder
Is she in all of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
The common theme is, I think so. Isn't the common theme that's the person people want to try to murder? Like after it's those who die, it's like copycats.
Because
she goes away to college.
This poor woman.
Because I know one of the movies, it's like really up its own asshole, and they do make a movie about the first one.
Oh.
Like they make a movie about the first
documentary?
Mr. Murders. I doubt it. I'm sure it's like, oh, it's a horror movie. And it's like, oh, Sydney, what do you think of this incredibly poor taste movie? Yeah.
Poor Sydney. I mean, and honestly, that is so much trauma.
Oh, yeah.
And to have had sex with a guy that killed your mom and is trying to kill you is just so beyond icky.
All in the same night. Like all of this happens in like a matter of hours.
And then her dad, like just alone, like seeing your dad tied up and vulnerable like that, like that's messed up.
Yeah.
Well,
there's hopefully,
layers of messed up.
Hopefully she and, I don't know, Gail become good friends and like share this.
They seem to come to an understanding.
They at least
end.
Come to an understanding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Both pretty fierce. Yeah, they must have cut out some Liev Schreiber scenes, right?
I guess. Or
it just seemed really weird that they credited him, like,
and they didn't credit Henry Winkler.
Yeah, like in, like at the end of the movie, there's kind of like, you know, like the freeze frame credits,
true.
And he's called out in that, in those credits. It's not even just like, oh, he was also in this movie.
Yeah,
hmm.
Maybe they were just like, we need a guy who can look very intimidating without doing anything.
Yeah.
We'll pay top dollar.
Top dollar. You will get your name in. Or maybe that was their agent. It's like, listen, I know my client's eyebrows look like. Yeah. You're going to give him credit in this movie.
Yeah. Hard to say.
Yeah.
Tweet at us, leave.
Please.
We also like, in addition to reading why the movie was picked, we also like to hear from other people who did not pick this movie.
Fan engagement?
Fan engagement time. Q's and C's from the Discord. Here we go.
How would you access the Discord if you wanted to?
Patreon.com/
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'm going to say that.
Every tier gives you
.com/totesrecall.
Thank you. I lobbed you a softball and you just shit all over
it. I mean, it was like
you shit on my softball.
You just swing and a miss.
Shitball. Yeah. Every tier gives you access except.
Oh.
The Michael Jordan tier. If you are Michael Jordan and you pledge
whatever that
dollar amount is, you could not
$68.
You could not get on Discord.
Yeah, because we don't need that shit talk.
Yeah.
Trash talk is the word we used before.
Yeah.
I apologize for my potty mouth.
Wow.
Trevor Impersonator says, what would be just as scary modern equivalent of the call coming from inside the house? The
email from within the
I guess if like
this is from my own work.
I guess
email.
If you like got a Zoom call and
that would be scary.
The video came on and it was just another room in your house.
Yep.
But like there was no one in the frame.
Oh.
Right?
That's pretty creepy.
That's
pretty
very creepy.
Sorry.
Nope. Now I'll have nightmares forever.
Sorry.
There's like a TikTok and you're in the TikTok.
Whoa. Yeah, that'd be terrifying.
And you can't dance.
Yeah. Or like all
there's
of a sudden.
There's a pop song under it. It's like a creepy voyeuristic shot of you from somewhere else, like through a window, but there's still like a catchy pop song under the TikTok. Yeah. I've got sunshine in my pocket.
I was just going to say an Instagram account, but when you go on there, it's all photos of you.
Yeah.
Gross.
And your face is a little weird.
What?
Oh.
Okay,
it's
I'll
like
tell you my actual nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy.
I see,
your
I see.
Your creepy doppelganger.
Uncanny Valley face.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I wish there were a screener or filter you could put on Instagram to cut out anyone's Pick photos of their feet in front of a pool, or most especially a face mask.
I've like got it. It's called
facial.
Delete your account.
Why is that?
Because I get the instinct, right? You do one of those face masks and your face does look weird and foreign and kind of cool, and you feel tempted to take a picture and share it. But the truth is, as I'm scrolling through, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it any more than I want to see you wiping your bottom. Like, it's just.
Are people posting their bottom wipes?
That's my account. It's damn bottom wipes.
At bottom wipes.
That definitely already exists.
Oh, no.
You're going to have to get bottom wipe 3 or something like that.
300. Okay. All right. Here's what would freak me out, or it still freaks me out just a little bit.
Okay.
As if text came up on your computer,
yep.
but it wasn't like a text message or anything like that would make that make sense, right?
Just like a pop-up.
Oh, sure.
Oh, here's something that actually happens
like
in my house.
Like if somebody else like took over, you were typing on a Word document, not Google, because Google, that makes sense.
Right.
You're on a Word document,
local old school machine.
Microsoft, like local machine, not even plugged into the internet.
Your 365 suite is not connected to a cloud.
You're in a black hole of receptivity.
Yeah.
And as you're trying to type in Word, it starts typing back at you and saying negative things about what you're writing.
Like a clippy that's like negging you.
Oh, shit.
You sure about that sentence structure, champ?
It looks like you are trying to write a good sentence here.
Are you alone?
Ooh, if Clippy asked if you're alone, that would be terrible.
Short answer, Clippy.
Yeah.
Sometimes our smart speaker just activates.
No.
That's creepy.
It says like
you see the little light come on?
Worse than that, it's like we're just watching TV or whatever, and it goes like, oh, I'm sorry.
No.
That is creepy.
Yeah.
Wasn't there some
problem?
We had
to unplug it the other night. We were watching something kind of spooky, and it like that happened of like, hello?
Ugh.
Mm. And I was like, no, 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 no.
Wasn't there a thing like a year or two ago where like people's smart speakers were like laughing?
Yes.
Yes.
Aha.
Terrifying.
Yep.
Oh, it was worse than that. It was like a child's laugh.
Why were they laughing?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. That must have been hacked. Yeah. They were hacked. Just like, they were just, yeah, it was just like something where it was like.
I will say occasionally our TV would go off for a while. Mm-hmm. Like we'd just be watching it and it would shut off. Mm-hmm. Or it would like bounce out of like, if we're watching streaming service, it would switch to a different one. Mm-hmm. And we finally realized we're pretty sure our neighbors also had like a Roku remote.
Oh no.
Okay. I don't know if I've told this on the podcast before. I may have told you in real life. But
impossible.
When I used to babysit, the families I babysat for had one of those camera monitors. So there's a camera over the crib and you can see the baby. Mm. And so I was like just watching TV or whatever. And I was like, I'll check on the baby. And I looked at the monitor and the crib was empty. And I was like, oh my God. And I ran upstairs and I opened the door and she was still in her crib. And I was like, well, that's really weird. And I went downstairs and I realized that there's an A and B channel on it, and I was seeing inside the neighbor's house.
Oh, no.
They hadn't had their baby yet, but they had set up their camera.
Weird.
Oh, no.
Yes. So creepy. Nope. So weird.
No, yeah.
And then,
you.
Like, how do you solve that, though? Because you can't go over there and be like, hi, I can see your crib.
Yeah. I don't know. I just was like, switch it back to this channel, right. I guess. But so weird. So it was weird. Bizarre.
I feel like when you're babysitting, you are at a special level of receptivity to being freaked out.
There's like so many layers of tension there.
There are. Because it's a really vulnerable spot to be in, especially if you're a teen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're just kind of like all scary movies, not all scary movies, but a lot of scary movies are like, oh, it's the babysitter or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And also it's like, it's a classic situation of, you know, I feel like when you're a teen, you're both like older and younger than your actual age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. You're just sort of oscillating between those things. And when you're in a babysitting position, you're supposed to be in charge, but you're never more young because there's no one to look to. There's no one to help you.
Yeah.
Right.
And if somebody does come to the door or something creepy happens, it's like extra. One time I fell asleep when I was babysitting. I don't know if I told you the story. It happened in the United States.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you. Yeah. I was babysitting and I fell asleep and it was raining outside. It was like a stormy night or whatever. And I had MTV on. And the next thing I knew, there was like a tap, 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 tap at the window. And I like froze and like shrunk a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you want to know if I'm freeze or flight, I'm freeze. And tap, 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 tap. And then I heard, hello.
Oh.
And I looked and it was the dad. Apparently I had fallen stone cold asleep and they had been counting on me to be awake. So they were going to tap on the door to like,
yeah,
have me come to the door side and wake up the kids. Oh. But because I didn't, he had to tromp out in the muddy, gross dirt and find a window and tap on it patiently until I woke up. Oh, they never hired me again.
Yeah. They didn't have a key to their own house?
That's, you know what?
Thank
you.
It's on them, like, really. Very
quietly opened the door, right?
Yeah, maybe if I had the chain lock on. I probably did. I probably put the chain on because I was scared.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, either fall asleep or get scared, but don't do both.
Right.
That's my advice.
All great advice. Solid advice.
Well, those are all great. Now I'm creeped out.
Yeah, I actually have more feelings of dread having this conversation than I did watching the movie. Because that's how my anxiety manifests. It's great. That is something that is a fun fact about me from watching scary movies. It's usually when I'm watching them, just like, this is fine. But then hours later, my lizard brain like thinks about it for two like hours afterward. And then it's just like, oh, shit. That's kind of plausible. That part was actually kind of plausible. And then it's like a disaster.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, are you like editing this podcast and there's a creepy voice in the middle?
What?
What? Oh, that's like modern. All of a sudden there's like another, like a four, like fifth voice on the podcast.
That is a good point.
Oh my God. Stop. This is so rude. This is so rude because I'm going to have to hear this again.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget about it. I'm going to be like, oh yeah, that's really scary. And then I'm going to be freaked out about it. And then like in a week or so when I edit the podcast, I'm going to be reminded.
Just do it in the middle of the day with all your blinds open, with your cat next to you, with Beth's Beyond Boyfriend, like clearly across from you.
Yeah. And
also listening
in a
to
hot
the
tub on the top of a hill.
Yes, that's
right. 9:15.
Nice. All right,
yeah. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Yeah,
Mr. Murder. Beth K. Gibbs.
Oh no,
are you editing the podcast?
Did you remember to lock your door?
Oh my God, no.
Sorry, Beth.
Sorry, Beth.
Cut this out.
Sorry, future Beth.
I'll leave this in. Yeah, let's do it. You heard it.
Oh, no. Oh, we're terrible friends. Okay.
Beth, did you apply filter? Okay.
What?
That's what you do. You apply filter when you edit.
Yeah, I guess there's some.
Anyway. It's that simple? Just apply filter?
Is that why we sound okay?
Yeah.
Is that why the show is good?
It's just the good filter.
The good filter.
I just say, yeah, this is mostly just like yelling, and then I put it through the good filter, and it comes out a show.
Amazing. Yeah. Technology is amazing.
They've really done a lot. Yeah. Eric Ostrom asks, do the rules still apply in 21st century horror? Rules is capitalized.
Oh, nice.
Are there new rules? This might be a question for Scream 2000-something.
Right, the new one. Do you think there's got to be a rehash of that conversation in at least one of the other Scream movies,
there's
right?
There's probably new rules.
Yeah.
New rules. Isn't that someone's comedy bit?
Yeah.
Just right. Bill Outback Steakhouse.
Maher, I think.
New rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only Bill know Maher. That because comedians make fun of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New no-nos. That's right. From 10 years ago now. Yeah. Whatever that was.
Paul Rust. Good job.
Do the rules still apply? Yes. I feel like they're somewhat tight around slasher films of this era and slightly earlier. Beth doesn't know.
I'm shrugging. Like, I have no idea.
I feel like newer movies, it's usually, I don't know. I feel like a lot of newer movies, like they're not even in the same like setting anymore. Like it's very rare for it to be like, we're just a group of teens casually hanging out. It's usually just like, my family's trauma has manifested in this like very specific way.
It is that now.
Right? Yeah. It's like I am hallucinating half the time, maybe, or maybe I am the killer. Like I just feel like there aren't as many movies like this anymore. So the rule might be just like go to therapy. That might be rule number one for newer horror movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and I guess like don't trust Scandinavian grad students.
Mm-hmm. Good advice. But also get it, girl.
Yeah. I understand all these references.
Good.
Yeah.
That was one women, movie we were referencing.
Are there any women or non-male?
What are you asking?
Directors or creators of horror?
Sure.
I'm sure there are. I don't know.
There's like some, what are their names? There's a pair of sisters that make a lot of horror movies. I can't remember their names right now, though.
Horror sisters.
Probably.
Ms. Murder. Sure.
But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's probably, again, maybe because of the historical nature of the genre, it maybe doesn't draw as many women to it. Although there's plenty of women that enjoy horror movies.
Sure.
Seems like a listicle we could find in the post. I bet
there's a listicle, yeah.
I looked at Wikipedia.
Wow.
Beth was doing something. It's unclear the timeline.
But she looked at Wikipedia, which is usually my thing.
She looked up something that she hasn't told us yet.
Molly's Mr. Murder now.
Oh, no.
Watch out, Beth.
Beth. You have broken the rules of Totes Recall podcast.
Well, I had to look at something while there was so many stabbing things happening on the screen.
So you were looking at it when you were obliquely holding your phone above the TV?
Smart. Yeah. Nice. And so they said that this movie like revitalized the horror genre, mm-hmm. like we were talking about before. But a lot with women.
Okay.
Because there was a female lead.
Badass woman ladies. Lead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who throw punches and kick in the nards.
Is that why they're watching Halloween?
Jamie Lee Curtis
movie because she's the original Scream Queen, and she's in that.
Oh hell yeah!
That new cool movie.
Exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
unrelated. It's coming out soon.
Yes,
everything all the time at once. Yep.
She's also great in other movies.
The knifing.
All about this. I'm all about this Lee Curtis Sassance, whatever we call it now, when an actor is like coming back to the fore.
That's it.
Yep. The Lee Curtis Assance?
Lee Curtis Assance.
Crushed it. Okay. Yeah,
crushed it.
What were we asking? What was the question?
Do the rules still apply? Sort of, but they're now all horror movies are about family trauma.
Yeah, so go to therapy. Go to therapy. And like just talk to each other, right? Yeah,
but also like art is talking now.
Yeah. Also just like get away from these people if they are just bad, you know, if you're in a bad situation.
Bad boyfriends. Bye-bye,
bad boyfriends.
But be emancipate yourself
from your weird parents who may or may not be in a cult. It's like tell someone your parent is like hallucinating a monster that may or may not be themselves. I don't know.
Is that Babadook?
I think so.
Yes.
Is that, spoiler maybe for Babadook.
I haven't seen a Babadook, but I...
It's okay.
A Babadook.
A Babadook.
That's the pasta.
Queer icon, the Babadook. Yes. I think we answered that question.
Yeah, I think we nailed it.
Sorry, we couldn't think of any non-male filmmakers other than these two sisters who I cannot name. That's
a mysterious
sister. Oh, boy.
To be fair, all of the male horror filmmakers that we mentioned their movies, I don't know their names either.
True. That is
so
true.
Take that. Directors. We don't know your names.
Most horror movies, like, people are more focused on, like, the character, if there is a character, like the monster.
Yeah.
Or the shape.
Ugh. Ugh.
That's what they called Michael Myers.
I get it. I'm just like, come on.
Yeah.
our rating scale as well.
Oh,
is
that all the Q's and C's?
Yep.
Thank you for Q's and C's.
Thanks for Q's and C's.
The Q's and C's are coming from inside our private Discord channel, but we didn't open it yet to...
Ooh, I thought of another scary thing.
Okay.
What if we went into Discord and like somebody was like asking Q's and C's for a podcast we haven't made yet?
Whoa. Wow.
Time.
Well, I wouldn't
warp.
Know.
That's true.
Everyone just start asking Q's and C's. Yeah,
just
Molly.
Randomly.
Tag Molly in Discord.
For movies that we've definitely already watched, but have we?
Yeah. Have we? We got her. True Crime Masks, which is a brand of mask made by the True Crime Company. These are masks of movie characters, movie murderers.
Are they murderers?
Movie crimers. And they can't say this, but they're used to commit crime.
Yes.
Mostly heists.
Heists. Yeah, they're great. Heist masks.
Heist masks, great.
But they can't say that because that'd be illegal.
I mean, they're definitely incriminating.
Two on the nose. Accomplices.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Maybe.
Yeah, you can't sell heist gear, can you?
You can't sell a mask to someone explicitly to tell them to use it for crime, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be in the books.
That's, yeah.
Hey, if those clowns in Congress would get off their duffs.
Yeah, yeah. Clowns. Get,
take care of the real criminals. Mask sellers. Don't cut that out and use it out of context in this time that we live in.
Okay. Dan, you go first. As we all know, you gave it 4. Yeah. You culture said it was good, so you hated it. That's right. Why you never saw it. But yeah. Maybe it is good.
Yeah, culture said it was good, so I hated it. I also wasn't really into horror movies until I met my wife.
No big deal.
Because she really likes them, and I sort of just tolerated them until I got to the point where I'm just like, oh, okay, I like some horror movies when they're good, as I somewhat talked about earlier in the show. Yeah, I don't know. This was, it was actually less playfully self-referential to the genre than I was expecting. Like, all I knew about this movie was like, the DVD's moments of just like, don't say I'll be right back. And I just thought that would be like the whole movie.
Yeah.
But it was mostly just that one scene and then the two psychos monologuing about it, which at that point I was just like, oh, we get it. You're the murderer, so I didn't care. So I thought, I don't know, I thought it dragged a little bit once it got to that part. Like once both of the dudes were just like lillarding around without the ghost mask oh, no. on.
Yeah. It's a verb now.
Yeah, it is. But it was also fine. 3 true crime masks. One of those masks is Chewbacca.
Oh, wow. Classic movie crime.
Oh, he's a crime.
He's a smuggler.
He's a smuggler.
That's true. A crime.
It is
space crime.
Space crime.
Space crime.
Tax evasion.
Definitely tax evasion. Yeah.
Beth, you, in an unprecesedented move, gave it 2 ratings.
Oh, yeah.
Either
wow.
a 0 or a 4.
Yeah.
You're thinking you hate to be scared, but maybe you actually like it?
Roller coaster.
Roller coaster. Hashtag yeah. roller coaster.
I am still having a hard time deciding if it's good or bad. Because wow. I do think as a movie, like it was entertaining. Mm. I thought the performances were pretty good. If I didn't know that it was 2 killers, I think that would have surprised me. It did really surprise me when What's-His-Face got stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
Which is face?
Bad Boyfriend?
Yeah, Bad Boyfriend got stabbed because yeah. I was like, I thought he was one of the killers.
Oh, the
yeah.
first time?
The first yeah. time. The fake stabbing.
Yeah.
Quotes? Yeah.
But the other side of this is that I also hated every moment of it because it's just not my genre. So I think I would give it a 3 as a film, and for me, it's probably like a 1 for enjoying it.
So for the love of film, 3.
Yes.
For a Beth watches a movie.
Yes.
One.
Wow. And what is that one mask, if you please?
Oh, the one mask, I have to think of anyone who commits a scar from Lion King.
Wow. Oh, the wow. ultimate crime.
Yeah, murder.
Regicide.
No, what is it? Yeah. What is it?
Regicide.
Regicide?
Yeah.
Killing the King.
Oh, I was thinking brother, because that's his brother.
Oh, shit.
Fratricide.
Regifratricide.
Regifratricide.
It's me, Reggie Fratricide. Oh, I'm keeping that name in the back pocket.
Yep. Killed him at 2 p.m.
I am 3rd, as we all know. I gave it a 4, thinking it'd be fun and interesting. It was fun and interesting.
Wow.
I liked it. 3.5. I'm going down. It was like,
so this is a discount mask on clearance.
Half a mask. It's
like a Phantom of the Opera.
Exactly. Oh, yes. Nice.
Yep. That's half a mask. He's squatting.
Oh, sure. Yep. Right? Yep. The ultimate crime. Yeah. Not paying rent.
Yeah.
This is a pro landlord podcast.
Oh, no.
We love owning land. Molly, you gave it 4 plus 1.
Yep. Right,
yes.
In honor
of Cecilia Bump.
Being the Cecilia Bump. And you wanted to bet that it was actually 96.
Yeah.
As part of your rating scale.
Oh, I crushed that, right?
Which, yes, you did crush.
Thank you.
That's all I wrote about your journey, about what year it was.
It was a long
And you
journey.
Saw it at the student union.
I did.
Which is
you
not
know
about
what?
How you feel about it.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know for sure it was in student union, but it's definitely in Athens, Georgia.
Okay.
Greece?
At any rate, no.
Yes. Athens, Georgia, Greece.
Okay. In the heart of Greece.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
For Cecilia, I add 3 masks.
Okay. Okay.
Because your description of how much you love this movie and the angle that I hadn't really considered, which is the strong women fighting through trauma, I am all in favor of.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
For myself, no additional masks.
Uh-huh.
And the reason isn't the movie, because I definitely remember liking the movie very much when it came out. I was truly surprised by it. It's hilarious to me that I had forgotten how many adults get killed. Like, I clocked every detail of every teenager in that movie, but, like, a lot of adults get killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares about adults back then, though, right?
Yeah.
That age, parents just don't understand.
And you know what? I'm going to add a mask in favor of Rose McGowan.
Mm.
And thank you to her for all the work she's done. And I'm going to take away a mask because it's a Miramax film.
Okay.
And so Weinstein's a creep.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to...
We're currently still at three, just so you know. I'm following along.
The math was...
I guess 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah, 3.5. But with huge appreciation to Cecilia for putting love and thought into this choice.
Agreed.
And this is, in fact, a movie and a genre we wouldn't spend a lot of time in otherwise. And
true.
I've had a really good time.
Yep.
Yeah.
So... Cecilia gets like five.
At least five.
At least five masks.
Cecilia gets a gift certificate for True Crime's mask.
Oh, yeah. Like, any mask, a BOGO.
BOGO for sure.
BOGO mask. Any mask, BOGO.
You get extra discount on on presidents who have done like crimes while in office.
All presidents.
All presidents. Ah. Yes, all
presidents. Ah. What is your one? What is your one mask?
Tan suit.
What, my one?
You want me to list the crimes besides that? You want me to go there?
No. Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Who's my mask?
Who's your crimer mask?
Oh, yeah. My crimer mask.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny.
Ooh.
Wow. This crime is being a stinker.
The crime of misanthropy. misanthropy.
Yeah.
And abuse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And like some real, you know.
Yeah.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. No, you go back to some of those cartoons and like the premise is literally Bugs Bunny is bored. Someone is near him.
Like, he's going to ruin their day.
He's going to ruin their day.
So I have no idea what your rating was, but I loved it.
I think it was 3.5.
3.5 for the movie.
Five, I think.
5 for Cecilia. Great.
So 3.5 for Molly. BOGO gift certificate for Cecilia.
True Crime Mask. Check them out. They're probably online.
But also, support Hank Cresthorn's Pups and Costumes. Yeah. I'm sure they're in direct competition.
Sure.
I have this like dream for a mask that you can wear.
Okay.
That on one side, you know how you can like, it covers your nose and your mouth.
Yep.
That's, oh, like a COVID style mask.
Like a COVID style mask. But it, on one side, it's Nick Cage. And then on the other side, it's John Travolta's mouth.
Oh.
And I've had this idea. I don't know how to make it. Somebody please make that mask.
I love it.
Because it's fun. Face off.
Face off. Face I get off. It.
I get it.
Can't you just do like a, we'll do it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Can you print on both sides of a mask?
You would just take that, two panels and sew them together.
Yeah. The trouble is getting someone to print that fabric for you.
Yeah. The biggest problem would just be getting it on fabric.
Because copyright.
You don't copyright have to know whose mouth that is. Mouth?
I mean,
I don't know if it's copyright, but it is something.
I bet it's fair use, right?
Fair, yeah.
If you're just using two weirdos, weird mouths.
I mean, they're not going to be
a
like
mouth on a thing.
Do you think?
Hey,
hey,
Hollywood.
This is America. I can put a mouth on whatever I want,
especially an ice cream cone.
Oh,
cones for teens.
Cool it with cones.
Oh, cone crimer.
Excuse
nope,
me?
Never mind.
What's that?
What's my cone crimer?
Who's the cone crimer?
I don't know. I was like,
I bet there's a cone crimer.
Ben and Jerry's.
Like the Hamburglar.
And in my mind.
Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's. We have a proposal for a new mascot. The cone crimer.
You got the cone crimer. You got Mayor McFudge.
Oh.
Why is it still McFudge?
Yeah, why is it still McFudge?
You gotta do it.
Governor Halfbaked.
Yeah.
Senator Cherry Garcia.
Oh, he got promoted.
Trademark. What?
He got promoted.
Who got promoted?
Cherry Garcia.
From what?
Just a
rock
band,
legend?
A bandman.
Oh, sure.
Well, it's that's Jerry Garcia.
Yeah,
we're talking about Garcia. Cherry Garcia.
Oh, sorry.
He is a Cherry Garcia is a regional comptroller in the great state of Vermont.
And Grimace.
And
Grimace is the same. Grimace is the crossover character. Yes,
Grimace. It's like the Spider-Man movies. So Grimace is owned by McDonald's, but Ben and Jerry's McDonald's came together and wrote up a deal where they both can have their characters interact in specific scenarios.
Like Sony.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then...
I thought it was like the multiverse. Like
well, then 10 years from now, we're going to have an amazing ice cream flavor where there are the three different versions of Grimace that have happened over the last however many years.
I can't wait to see Enter the Grimace verse.
Enter the Grimace verse.
Oh, so it's going to be Grimace's color, so it'll probably be like a blueberry flavor.
Okay.
And that'll have Grimace shapes of peanut butter cup covered in chocolate.
Yep. And then Grimace-shaped multivitamins. kids multivitamins.
Kids love multivitamins.
Yeah.
Totes Recall is hosted by Molly Chase, Beth Gibbs, Dan DeQuette, and Dan Linden. Produced by Beth Gibbs. New episodes of Totes Recall drop on the 15th of every month. For more information and bonus content, visit us at totesrecall.com. Thank you so much for listening.